We're joined now by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling. They've just got a survey out on North Carolina voters, where they stand on North Carolina issues, including the governor and his approval rating. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So where does Roy Cooper stand right now as he starts his tenure as governor?
Well, we find that 45% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 34% disapprove. So it's a net plus 11 approval. And to put those numbers into some perspective, they're the best approval rating we found for a governor in North Carolina since April of 2013. So Pat McCrory was kind of in this general approval range about the first 3 months that he was in office, then turned into an unpopular governor for pretty much the rest of his term. So Cooper's starting out in a similarly positive place, and we'll see if he's able to maintain that standing a little bit better than McCrory did.
And I know that's oftentimes what we find with major elected officials when they just start a job. They get that bump in the approval rating. I know numbers have come out from across the country and statewide on Donald Trump saying, reporting a very different story. Where do things stand there?
Well, we haven't done a national poll, but the overall national picture is very negative for him. The best approval rating he's had in any national polls, 44%. In some polls, he's been down even all the way down to 32%. In general, his approval rating is kind of in the upper 30s. And what we usually see happen with a new president is that even people who didn't vote for them will sort of give them the benefit of the doubt, and they'll have an approval rating going into the presidency that's much larger than the percentage of the vote that they actually got in the election. Barack Obama in polls at this time 8 years ago was up around 70%, that kind of thing. But Trump hasn't been trying to reach out to people who didn't support him. He's just been sort of poking their eyes out, and that's reflected in the polls. The numbers are a little bit better in North Carolina than they are nationally, and that makes sense since he won North Carolina by 4 points as he was losing nationally by 2. But he's still unpopular. 44% of voters see him favorably. 49% see him unfavorably. We also took one last look at how North Carolinians are feeling about President Obama before he leaves office. President Obama has a positive approval rating. 50% of voters approve of him. 47% disapprove. Those are about the best numbers he's had his whole time in office in North Carolina. And I think what it really speaks to is that as people watch this contrast between Obama as he leaves office and Trump as he prepares to take office, it's making people who maybe even at various points over the last 8 years weren't very happy with President Obama sort of think about him in a different light. And we also asked just straight up, who do you think is going to be a better president, Barack Obama or Donald Trump? Obama won that question in North Carolina over Trump 49-45. When we've asked a similar question nationally, Obama wins that by about 10 points. So certainly voters not exactly holding their breath that the Trump presidency will be a really great thing.
And really underscoring that is the disapproval rating for Donald Trump versus Roy Cooper, because you've got Roy Cooper with a 45% approval rating in North Carolina. That's almost exactly the same as Trump's approval rating, 44. The difference is in that disapproval rating, where not nearly as many people disapprove of Cooper. There's still a lot of people who are undecided, but everyone's got an opinion on Donald Trump, and more unfavorable than favorable in that case.
Yeah, and I think part of that is just the contrast in their transitions. Trump's been fighting with people on Twitter. Cooper's been really speaking out on issues. And I think the two issues that Cooper's sort of been the most outspoken on since he got declared the winner of the governor's race have been repealing HB2 and expanding Medicaid. We polled on both of those issues in this survey. HB2, new year, same story. Only 32% of voters support it, 50% are opposed. We asked about repealing it, and by a 14-point margin, voters say they think it should be repealed. We asked the people who think it should be repealed, who do you blame for the fact that it didn't get repealed last month? Do you pin that on the General Assembly, or do you pin that on the city of Charlotte? 73% say they blame the General Assembly. Only 17% blame Charlotte. Then within the General Assembly, we asked, well, do you blame the Republicans in the General Assembly, or do you blame the Democrats in the General Assembly? 68% blame the Republicans. Only 15% blame the Democrats. So HB2 repeal continues to be an issue where it's very politically smart for Cooper to put the pressure on the Republicans in the legislature because voters do want to get rid of it. And at this point, they are pinning the blame for its continued existence on those Republicans in the legislature. And then the other issue, Cooper's been very vocal about Medicaid expansion. 63% of voters in the state support Medicaid expansion, only 25% are opposed to it. So both of these issues that he's really been speaking out on, the voters are with him. Meanwhile, Trump has been sort of defending Russia more than anything else, and the voters are not with him on that.
Yeah, and to a really amazing degree. I know we always talk about you can get a certain percentage of people to say anything on a poll, but the numbers of people who actually have a positive impression of Vladimir Putin and Russia, in spite of the fact that Donald Trump has been so high on them in all of his speeches and tweets and everything else, that approval rating for Putin and Russia is incredibly low.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we found Trump sort of having an effect over the last couple of years is a lot of the time, if he says something, his voters will just go along with him on it. And we saw that time and time again over the course of the campaign. But that is not the case when it comes to this Putin and Russia stuff. Voters sort of draw the line there. So we asked, do you have a favorable opinion of Russia? Only 11% see Russia positively, 63% have a negative opinion of it. Then we asked about Putin. He has a 9% favorability rating, 70% unfavorable. So no matter how much Trump has sort of tooted Putin's horn, said nice things about Russia, that kind of stuff, he's not moving the needle on public opinion on those things. And it's going to be interesting as we get into his presidency to see how much of an impact that has on sort of driving down his support with his own voters, because that's something where his people really aren't coming around. Another thing that was interesting on this poll related to Trump's voters is we found that 14% of people who voted for Trump in North Carolina in November already don't have a favorable opinion of him, and that's certainly unusual. Usually what you see have happen with an incoming president's numbers at this point is all of the people who voted for them certainly are very enthusiastic about them. And then you'll see a decent share of voters who didn't vote for them pretty enthusiastic about them as well. Trump certainly has not won over just about anybody who didn't vote for him. And then he has this pretty decent swath of people even who did vote for him who aren't happy with how he's been behaving. And that's all added together to make him the most unpopular incoming president ever.
Unpopular to the point that there's already a sizable percentage of voters in North Carolina who already support impeachment before he's even taken office, right?
Yeah, we're going to ask about impeaching Trump on every poll we do for the next 4 years, most likely, because you look at how many sort of impeachable issues there are on the table, potentially, all this Russia stuff, everything that's in his tax returns that we don't know about it, everything about his business interests that he refuses to divest from. So we're asking about it from day one because we want to be able to sort of track how that moves over time. And what we find is that even before he takes office, 34% of North Carolinians say they'd support impeaching Trump, only 53% opposed to that. And then you have 13% who aren't sure one way or the other. That's a pretty sizable percentage of voters to have just wanting to impeach him from day one. But I think it shows how the Trump presidency is just sort of a different phenomenon. We have not usually had all these issues on the table about an incoming president where you don't really know what their deal is. And I think that has a lot of voters feeling very concerned about what we might not know as he takes office.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want more information and more numbers from this North Carolina survey. On the national level, I know issue number one for Republicans in the House and Senate is repealing Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and then doing something potentially to replace it, although obviously that's still up in the air. And I know there's a lot of talk about Republicans starting to take action on this at a time when the Affordable Care Act is as popular as it's ever been in a lot of surveys. Is that something you're finding too?
Yeah, absolutely. What we've found, sort of a combination of two things. Number one is that since Obamacare actually went into effect, it's become gradually more and more popular. Obviously, its passage was very divisive, and then its launch didn't go very well. But we've found support for Obamacare steadily ticking up over the last couple of years as more and more people have actually been covered by it. And people who themselves have been covered by it, or people who have people who are important to them who have been covered by it, have developed a more and more positive opinion of it. And then we've also seen, as President Obama prepares to leave office and voters reflect positively on his legacy, that there's more and more support for Obamacare as a result of that. But it was a trend that was already occurring. So we found really on a lot of national polls over the last year and in a fair number of swing state polls that there were more people who supported Obamacare than opposed it. It's certainly not overwhelmingly popular. We'd find that, you know, people maybe supported it by 2 points or 3 points, something like that. But it's a big contrast from what we used to find when Obamacare truly was unpopular and we'd find voters opposing it by 10, 15 points. For Obamacare to be breaking even would have seemed like quite an amazing transformation if we'd been talking, say, 6 years ago at this time. And we asked North Carolinians, do you want to repeal Obamacare or do you want to keep it and fix what needs to be fixed? Only 40% of North Carolinians want to repeal Obamacare. 55% say we should keep Obamacare. And if there's things that need to be tweaked, we should go ahead and tweak those things. But only 40% calling for outright appeal. So this is a dicey issue for Republicans as they get total control of government in Washington, because the mandate that they may feel they have on Obamacare to get rid of it, I think, isn't really there.
And that's on an issue where we're definitely seeing a trend going back to North Carolina politics and House Bill 2. Are we seeing a trend there in terms of the way public opinion is shifting? I know a slight majority want to see a repeal, and you mentioned that that was sort of a carryover from last year. Is public opinion moving on that, or are we kind of fixed in terms of 50 to 40 in favor of repeal?
I think that people are getting more and more sort of cautious about repeal, because I think they're seeing that Obamacare has worked better than they thought it was going to work. They're seeing that there might not be an easy alternative in the way that people might have thought. It's easy to say get rid of it, but then when you start thinking about what you're actually going to put in place, people get a lot more trepidation. And we've been doing some polling over the last month, even in pretty red states like Tennessee, Alaska, those kinds of places. And even there, voters are telling their senators, don't repeal this unless you really know what you're going to replace it with. And you know that you're actually going to replace it with something better that's not going to cause people to lose coverage. So I think the politics on health care have really shifted. This was an issue that caused Democrats a lot of trouble 6 or 7 years ago. Probably Obamacare was the biggest issue that caused Democrats to lose the 2010 midterms. Ironically, we're reaching a point where Obamacare could be the biggest issue that causes Republicans to lose the 2018 midterms, because I think voters' attitudes about this have all shifted a lot. So it's going to be fascinating to see how that all plays out.
I wanted to go back to North Carolina politics and talk about House Bill 2. Is there a trend that we're seeing in terms of people becoming increasingly in favor of repeal or increasingly opposed to it? Or is that an issue where the trends are kind of flatlining?
The trends very much are flatlining, but I think that's telling in and of itself. It's been almost 9 months or 10 months now since HB 2 was passed. And what we find a lot of the time with something really controversial like HB 2 is that as time passes, people will be less unhappy about it. They'll say, oh, you know, maybe this hasn't turned out to be such a big deal, that sort of thing. And I think that's probably certainly what Republicans were hoping for, was that by the time November came around, voters would have moved past it and it wouldn't cost Pat McCrory the governorship. Instead, we are finding that the support levels remain just as low as they've always been. Pretty much every poll we've done on HB2, we found support for it in the low 30s, as we continue to do. And we also ask these sub-questions about it, and I think these sort of explain why it's not likely to become any more popular. We ask people, do you think that HB2 is helping North Carolina or is it hurting? 58% say HB2 is hurting North Carolina, only 24% say they think it's helping. We asked people on the specific issue of the economy. Do you think that it's helping the North Carolina economy? Do you think it's hurting the North Carolina economy? Only 10% of voters think that HB2 is helping the North Carolina economy. 57% say it's hurting. So as long as people continue to see that this is hurting the economy, as long as they continue to see that it's not actually doing anything to make North Carolina safer, you see that same level of unhappiness with HB2 that you saw all the way last March when it started. And that's really, I think, what distinguishes HB2 from the other unpopular things that the General Assembly's done and that Pat McCrory was associated with while he was governor. So there's a lot of unpopular stuff they did, but usually the anger about it would fade out after a couple months. And HB2 has proven to be the exception to that. Voters are still just as unhappy about it now in January as they were last March.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. And Tom, I got to let you go in a minute, but before we do, I want to ask about my pet issue, which is independent redistricting and getting an independent redistricting commissioner, a nonpartisan commission, to draw our district lines in a way that isn't completely gerrymandered. This is an issue that I care about. We had the Fitzsimon file earlier this hour where he talked about really the only obstacle standing in the way in the General Assembly is Phil Berger, who's someone who used to support this idea back when he wasn't in the majority. But where do North Carolinians stand on this issue?
Nonpartisan redistricting is the rare issue that really brings North Carolina voters together across party lines. We find that 59% of voters in the state support it, but what's most remarkable is that only 15% are opposed to it. It's pretty hard to find something in these divisive political times that only 15% of voters are opposed to. And another thing that's interesting about it is that the strongest support for nonpartisan redistricting comes from independents, 69-14. Almost every issue will find that the opinions of independents are somewhere between where Democrats stand on the issue and where Republicans stand on the issue. So this is an unusual thing where independents want it more than anybody else. And certainly with unaffiliated voters, the fastest moving group in the fastest growing group in the state, it makes it a very smart thing politically. But then beyond the independents, it's something that Democrats support 59-14 and Republicans support it 49-17. Pretty noteworthy that Republicans support it by such a substantial margin, even though the current system is really working to their benefit. But I think it shows that voters want some basic aspect of fairness to sort of be brought into the process. And that's why Republicans want independent redistricting, even though it wouldn't necessarily be to their advantage.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website to get more information and more numbers from this survey that just came out of North Carolina voters earlier this week. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.